Welcome to Radio Free Will, a podcast for sovereign people. So I'm recording this on January 4th. I tried to record yesterday, but I screwed up. And so I'm doing it again. So I want to make sure that it gets done right. And hopefully today will be better. Looks like everything's working. I'm recording this on, I'm walking on the towpath in Griggstown. I'm on the south side. And so people that are just listening, you might hear some cars in the background because this part of the canal, the road is close to the canal. You can see a couple of ducks there. So for people that are just listening, you might also be able to hear my feet walking on the canal. Before we start, I just want to wish everybody blessings for the new year. 2024 might be a crazy year if it's anything like 2023. So we'll have to see. But I wish everybody well, and I wish everybody the best in 2024. Lately, I've been watching clips from the Smothers Brothers show. With the recent passing of Tommy Smothers, I thought it would be a good time to check out some of their shows. I gotta say, Tommy Smothers is a really funny guy. I recommend people go back and look at some of their shows. But got me to thinking. They were one of the first TV shows that were canceled or censored. Technically, they were fired from the network, CBS, because they spoke out about the Vietnam War, among other things. That was the first conscious time I can remember as a kid that somebody was censored. Now, I knew, I was familiar with what was going on in the 50s with the McCarthy hearings and stuff like that. But I didn't live through that. But I was a kid when the Smothers Brothers started airing. Can't say I watched it all the time. I watched Batman and Lost in Space and stuff like that. But got me to thinking about censorship. I'm going to title this podcast episode 21st century censorship, because I find censorship to be just one of the worst things you can do to somebody. Everybody's entitled to speak their thoughts, speak their mind, give their opinions about stuff, and they shouldn't have to be censored. Or there shouldn't even be the threat of censorship. So when I'm going to start, this is going back from what I can remember. Under Ronald Reagan, he got rid of something called the Fairness Doctrine. Now, the fairness doctrine, I can recall, was that if a broadcast network, radio station, TV station did a story about a controversial topic, they needed to present the other side of the story, give equal airtime to the other side of the story. As I can remember as a kid watching the news, and they would come on and do these opinion pieces and stuff like that. You rarely ever hear, I know the news today is all opinions, but hey, wait a second. There was a, I thought I saw a herring fly down here. I'm just going to walk back a little bit and see if I can see it. Unless I didn't walk up far enough. We'll see. We'll keep an eye out. This is the Millstone River on the other side of the canal. Should be able to hear some geese in there. Whole bunch of geese swimming back there. So all these stations had to abide by the fairness doctrine if they wanted to keep their broadcast licenses. Every year they would get audited to make sure that they followed the rules. Now we come up to under Clinton. They get rid of the requirements for what's the maximum amount of stations that you could have, or that a corporation could own. I believe it was 7 stations. They could only own 1 in the local area, 7 stations nationally. Got rid of that. Now we only have maybe 5 or 6 companies that run all the media altogether. All the broadcast, the books, not including internet right here, but you know those are only owned by 1 or 2 companies. Then we get to Barack Obama. He let a law lapse that allowed the federal government to, our government, the United States government, wasn't allowed to propagandize its own citizens. So that passed, and it allowed the government to lie to its own people. So you can see that during the 2020 election, when the whole stuff about the laptop came out and those 50 intelligence officers came out and said, no, that's Russian disinformation. Well, they were lying. I don't know if they can be held accountable, because legally they're allowed to lie to the American public. But they should be held accountable. So we're going to touch base on how censorship works in the 21st century. One, the powers that be can just ignore people with alternative views. People that do find a way to get their voices out, they get banned, taken off. I know myself, one of these episodes of Radio Free Will with Michelle Mockers was censored just about a month ago. I'm not quite sure what the issue was because I didn't go back and review it. I appealed the decision. They wrote back and said, nope, it's censored. We're taking it off. It's a real shame. 100-year-old man. You think you would want to hear what he has to say about stuff. You see the ducks? Now, I think the episode, I think we were talking about the pandemic and stuff. I think that was why. I don't think any misinformation was given. Perhaps there was some opinions . But if you look back on the so-called pandemic, I mean, personally, I never saw a pandemic. I saw people scared. I saw people being told there was a pandemic, but technically, I never really saw one. But during the pandemic, censorship went crazy. See, when you censor somebody, you not only deny them the right to express themselves, but you're also denying me the right of being able to hear what they had to say. And the pandemic is a great example of censorship gone crazy. People like Dr. Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, who were trying to give people accurate information about the so-called virus, so-called what was in the shots. And in the long run, they were just like kicked off of every platform, along with many others. Those nurses that spoke out in Washington, D.C., nurses and doctors, just you weren't allowed to listen to their point of view. We supposedly have all this technology that allows everybody to express themselves, but some people apparently aren't allowed to use it. So, not only harming people, that can't speak, but the people that want to listen to that point of view. And those folks were right about, in the long run, they've been right about the masks, shots, what was going on with the pandemic. By censoring, they harmed people. So I'm up on, this is the spillway on the towpath. And you can see we had some rain, and you could see a lot of it washed away. I think it might take some time before this gets fixed up. But I guess the spillway did what it was supposed to do. All that over there was all flooded. So if you also remember, during the pandemic, I'm going to use these folks as an example. The truckers in Canada, they weren't allowed to let their grievances be held. They were, it's called all kinds of names by the government. Crazy. These were just citizens that wanted to air their grievances. But the worst part is that all the payment systems, these digital payment systems, canceled them. They couldn't even use their own money that they owned. So since I get annoyed at mainstream media, I've been watching some YouTube videos for the last couple years, enjoying it. But this was all flooded. But all the people that I used to watch regularly on YouTube were all canceled, all banned. I never heard them say anything wrong. People like Max Egan, Crow House, Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick, David Dubai, Adapt 2030. You can find all these guys on alternative platforms, but they're a little harder to find nowadays. All those people have some really, really interesting information. You can see, was inspired by Max Egan and Jeff Berwick to do the walk and talks and Max Egan said, well, now is the time to start talking, start speaking up. You can really tell who has the power structure by who's doing the censoring. Back when it was the Smothers Brothers getting kicked off TV, all the liberals, progressives were all jumping up and down and screaming about censorship. Nowadays, especially during the pandemic, all the conservatives jumping up and down. You gotta speak out about censorship. World has seemed to have flipped. Maybe there was something to the Mayan prophecies of 2012. I don't know. I'm really disappointed in the Democrats doing all this censoring, and none of them stand up and say anything. Even during the first one to get censored that everybody took notice off the internet, Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones is a little over the top for me, but I think he has the right to speak. I would defend his right to speak. And he does present some very interesting information. And then during the 2020 election, they banned Trump off of social media. Like, what the hell? I can't believe people put up with that. I don't care what he has to say. He shouldn't be banned. And that was the President of the United States. If they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody. See, that's the thing about allowing people to speak. I have the choice whether I want to listen to it or not. I can always turn it off. I don't have to put it on. Now, we've got all these couple different wars going on in throughout the world. Can't even speak out about them without getting censored. So people who want peace can't even speak. I think that's the way it's always been. Anyway, I'm glad I was able to get this video in. It's supposed to have possible snow in a couple of days. But I do think the time to speak up is now. People need to have their voices heard. Even if it's just to your neighbor. The world is getting to be a crazy place. I certainly don't like the plans that the powers that be seem to have. That's not the kind of world I want to live in. And they ain't going to get me in there. Their kind of world. Yeah. Maybe in about 20 years when I'm infirmed. And I ain't gonna have a choice and I'm not gonna worry about it too much. But, yeah, people need to speak up and be heard. Not be afraid. I know for me personally, I've always did not like speaking, public speaking and stuff like that. I like to usually hang in the background. But I want to be able to have my voice heard too. Not that I'm any kind of genius or anything like that, but I am stubborn, and I don't know, I'm just kind of born that way. So we're up here at the one of the locks for the canal. I'm going to end it here because it's going to get loud. I'll give you a picture.